You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis met this week with members of the Catholic-inspired NGOs Forum, who have been in Rome for a conference entitled Catholic-Inspired Organizations, Promoters of Humanity in a Transforming World. The Holy Father greeted the group in the Paul VI Hall ahead of Wednesday's general audience. After the meeting with the Pope, Olivier Bonnell from Vatican News spoke with the organizer of the 2017 Forum, Johannes Kettlers, about the event.
Can you introduce us this platform of the all Catholic NGOs? What did you speak about during these 3 days of meeting?
Well, let's start with the idea that why are we together? Why did we come to that kind of gathering? It's a 14-year-old story. It's not something new. It's something that we have been working at, and which ever since 2007, to be exact, in the various cities, Strasbourg, Geneva, Rome, where there are international institutions and also regional institutions. I'm talking about Brussels, Paris, etc. So to bring those people together because we are facing a change in times, and the reading of the signs of the times tells us that we are really in front of something that is transforming us all, transforming our societies, affecting social cohesion, creating new solitudes. And politically speaking, what we see within the various organizations, international organizations, is that there is a lack of real direction. On the one hand, civil society and faith-based organizations have found their way and are present. They are present in the dialogue. If we think of the fact that there is, in 1945, there were about 41 associations accredited as ECOSOC, right? Today, we are more than 4,500. I think it was UNDP that a few days ago or a few weeks ago mentioned that they assessed there are about 39,000 civil society associations, international associations. And that is not to mention the millions of smaller associations that may exist and that really do quite some job affecting the social cohesion. What we see today is that all of this is moving, we have a seat, we have a voice, so let us now look at how do we bring that together in front and confront it with what is happening. And the past 2 days was the third effort to bring those organizations together and start thinking more in depth. And for that purpose, we had three different levels of talk, the one of the organizations who are witnesses in the field and who have built their expertise on the basis of what they live daily and what they try to convince the intergovernmental organizations of. On the other hand, the academics of whom we really wanted that they would be going and digging deeper into the subject. And, of course, the presence of the permanent representatives of the Holy See also working on those and with those international organizations is of great value in completing the picture of thought. Mm. And so I said, roads will be made while walking. We may not have the answers today, but the fact that we're joining each other is of great value.
You stressed the importance of dialogue. Between faith-based organization and the international institutions, but dialogue also between the church and the whole world. That's right.
Absolutely. As I said, the representatives of the Holy See really are in every place we have been working towards those international organizations. We have had and we have been building the good relations and the good dialogue with those missions. I can speak for myself in Geneva in those days with Monsignor Tomasi, but it's the case with Monsignor Rudelli for the moment in Strasbourg. It is the case. So we have those, and this is a need. And I think the change in the dicasteries today is also bringing something new to the chapter. And the open mind and the way that we are together looking forward is a promise for the future.
You met Pope Francis at the end of the audience yesterday. What did he say to you, and what is the next step for you?
Well, he mentioned, of course, he encouraged us very much because he said, that organizations like ours, which are multifold and so present everywhere, he said, well, you have at least an advantage of being more flexible, of being a little freer in your moves. So make that happen. At the same time, make also sure that you bring things together and that you join and rejoin each other. So that was certainly a message that we want to... He also mentioned something which we very much appreciated because His Holiness said that we should not necessarily continue or not only continue a focus on theory, but that there is a lot of our witness value that should come up. And so we will certainly work at that also because as well known, the presence of civil society and faith-based organizations in the world is tremendous. It's amazing. It's just not sufficiently said or heard. And so we really need to give that some space. Mm.